what better way to start a day than with Frank Zappa? And what's really cool is to start a day with Ellen and Tiffany. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Yay. I hope everybody's happy with Frank.
Yes.
I remember a year that, it was a few years ago, but Frank Zappa for president was on the bumper of my car. Yeah. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about at the moment, necessarily.
We could do that. That's a really fun topic.
That is a good thing. Okay.
It's a great topic.
Hey, you guys, it's so nice to see you back. I mean, well, you've been out of town, but I've been on the air with you and Tiffany. You're like here all the time anymore.
I just like you guys.
Oh, I know. We're so great.
And she's bubbly.
Yeah. Bring Elizabeth the next time. She's a good addition to the crowd.
She would love it. Yeah. She just can't stop talking about the radio.
She'll have to get a show.
Could be dangerous. Oh, yeah. Well, you guys, we are here to talk about, we do have some business to talk about. Not really business, but more like fun business, like stuff that you're into doing these days. So tell me, Sitka Tells Tales, it's become a wonderful thing. A lot of people show up and more people could show up. It'd be really cool. I mean, people need to go to some of those. They're really fun.
Well, Tiffany just learned about it, so I want her to tell me what she just told us.
Well, I've kind of heard throughout the grapevine that you do a lot of amazing things, and this is one of those things I just learned about as I've been doing Whale Fest this year. So the cool thing about Sitka Tells Tales is Ellen, you all know Ellen, she does these amazing things where she picks people in the community, and it's like a storytelling in many different ways, the 14 miles, the all these different things that she does. But the idea behind this is there's people in the community that voices you haven't heard. And so the cool thing about this is these voices you haven't heard go each month are picked to tell stories about different topics. And this topic this month is Siren Songs, Stories from Below the Waves. And it kind of plays into our Whale Fest theme of sound science. So, yeah, I really like this idea, and I've never been to one of these Sitka Tells Tales before, so I'm super excited about that.
Super excited and very honest and open about the fact you haven't been.
Yes, but there's lots of community things that happen, and this is, it's really fun to hear from voices that we haven't heard, and I really feel stories connect us, and and at our change, we've had all these amazing collaborations. This is their second collaboration with Whale Fest and the Sitka Sound Science Center. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for the stories that people are going to share. Each teller gets 6 minutes to tell a true personal story. We always take new volunteers and new collaborations. And we're doing this on Thursday, October 26th at Harbor Mountain Brewery. Mm-hmm. And Harbor Mountain Brewery has been so great to collaborate with. And then it's gonna air on KSAW on Tuesday, November 21st at 7 p.m., which is our regular Sitka Tells Tales slot once a month. So we like to make it versatile so people can come to the live event, enjoy it in person, but then they can also listen to it on the radio and also find it on podcast or on the ArtChange website later.
All those places.
It sounds like a lovely, lovely idea. So, you're still putting this upcoming Sitka Tells Tales together.
Well, by together, I mean what we do is we find tellers, and we're very open if someone wants to tell a tale, and we have these themes, and then we get people together about a week before the event. I try to get people thinking about their ideas a month to 2 months ahead. Go out in the community, ask around, ask other people to help get people. We always have a slightly, what I call the Sitka flake factor, where people say they want to tell stories and they don't.
Something comes up.
Yeah, so then we get people together a week before and we brainstorm. We have people help on their stories with each other, and it's really fun. I think some other storytelling series, the organizers do all the coaching, but I love watching the tellers coach each other. And saying, wait, because all stories have knots, all narratives. And it's interesting, I have a bunch of people who are trying to write, and they think that writing is the only way you do narratives. But live storytelling, filmmaking, it's all based on taking people on a journey that has a little bit of transformation, a journey that has humor and seriousness, and it's really fun to work with people.
And Ellen doesn't have any trouble talking about what she does. That's very, very cool. There's danger involved, too. I remember when I told my story, whatever it was, I don't remember what it was, but it was like, I just know I'm going to screw it up somehow and say something really wrong or But it turned out, I think, to be okay.
It was great. Yeah. We don't like swearing because it goes on the radio.
Well, yeah.
And the thing about live storytelling, it's like, you know that you go to a party, you don't tell a story, or you're telling a story to a friend, you never tell it quite the same way. And that's okay because people don't know what you left out. Right? And so...
That's true.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And the cool thing about this event, too, and what you do every month is that these people typically don't know each other. They're handpicked by a group of people who are basing their choices off of the theme. So this theme is like pretty diverse, where it's not just, you know, a group of fishermen. It's people who have been on the ocean in all ways. So these people don't know each other. So they're coming together in a group, not knowing each other. And so they're learning from each other. And that's super fun connection.
And I think it's interesting because we think in a small town we know each other. And that's why it's really fun to get people together. And one time we had a woman who was newly returned to town or newly came here. And we said during the event, this person's new to town, say hello to her. And she got a lot of people. It changed her relationship to the community. We had another person who talked about housing insecurity, and he got offered a house. I mean, a place to stay. So we're a social service agency as well as art and media.
I was going to say, Ellen, we can accuse you of being a community organizer, it sounds like, and bringing people together. So Raven Radio is a perfect place for you to be sitting here this morning talking about it, because... In fact, we were talking about that during the drive, that you are, you know, your Sitka Tells Tales is just one example of how people come together and they get to know each other a little better. So
it's just great. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, what is a siren song anyway? Do you guys know offhand? I guess I should.
I don't know, but I think it has something to do with mermaids.
And mythology.
Because you're looking at the picture and there's a mermaid here on the thing. That's right.
It's really fun coming up with titles because I like to shop them around and let every people that are involved have a say, and this is one of the ones we came up with.
It's good. I like it. She looks like she has a beach ball or something like that. It's very nice. Stories from Below the Waves, and that's going to be on Thursday, October 26th at 7 p.m. at the Harbor Mountain Brewery.
Cool. Yeah.
What if somebody wants to tell a story or something? Didn't they get a hold of you?
Yeah, go to the artchangeinc.org website. Go to artchangeinc@gmail.com. They call me at 907-738-2174.
They see her on the street. Just say, hey, Ellen, that thing I wanted to be part of.
But, you know, these events, as Tiffany knows, now helping take a lot of organizations. So we do like 4 to 6 live events a year. And then with this great collaboration with Raven Radio, we air what we call Vault Shows. So we're revisiting past shows that were never on Raven Radio. And we put those on, too. So like last week during our slot, we showed our last Science Center collaboration. And just before that, Becky Myers and I did a really fun experiment in reverse tourism and did this kind of radio documentary where we hung out with people on the street and had them tell us things that they wouldn't tell people normally and where they'd take us if we showed up in their town. And I encourage people to go to the to the Art Change website or look for us on podcast. It was a really fun thing.
You mentioned University of Alaska Fairbanks wanted to do some... They wanted you to change a date because they were
impressed with
your thing?
No. What I want to mention is the Raven Radio community calendar is so good that people know what's going on. So someone reached out to me and said, can you change the date of this event? Because we want to have an event. And I said, no, it's pretty set on I'm traveling. But I want to mention it because it's really important. Wednesday, October 25th from 7 to 8 p.m., Dr. Sarah Rebelosa McCaw is going to give a talk on anti-colonial universities at the Shikakan Nakahiti. And it's a really important topic in this era that we live in. And I also want to mention a few other things. The Stardust is happening, as everyone knows, Saturday, October 28th from 7 to midnight with Ramshackle Cabaret is hosting that, and that's sort of connected to Art Change. Also, on November 8th and 9th, we're going to do some screenings of Cruise Boom, this film. This documentary that feels like a Ken Burns documentary because it's about the first year of the cruise boom. And we're going to be doing that at the university and at the high school. So anyone want information, get in touch with Art Change. Is there anything else? You wanted to bring up something else.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to say come to Whale Fest November 3rd through the 5th. It's going to be awesome. But we also have, for Film Fest night on Friday, we have this really cool scientist coming in. He's a agroacoustician, and his name's Matthew Berner. And he's going to talk about, he's going to incorporate this sound of all these different reefs into some musical elements. So it's going to be a really unique Film Fest.
It's Friday?
It's an acoustic fest, and it's going to be Friday at Centennial.
That sounds really cool.
You guys, and I'm so impressed on all your pronunciations that you did just perfectly.
Well, I'm impressed with people. You know, I spent a lot of my life in the dark room because I can't pronounce things, and people cringe when I feel like they cringe when I talk. So I'm very impressed with both of you.
Oh, gosh, stop.
But do come out to Sitka Tells Tales, I think we have a really fun group of people, and be in touch if you ever want to be part of it, because I think listening is magic.
Listening. That's right.
Yep.
It is magic. That's how you find out stuff about things. Oh. You guys, I'm so glad you were here this morning with me, because I was a little afraid, as I always am, going onto the radio. But
you were afraid, Daryl?
Not really.
We're here for you.
I'd say that to make it.
With that grid. And playing Frank Zappa to start the morning.
Speaking of that, we're going to go back to Frank Zappa. Thank you so much for being with me and being with all of us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Us.
Yeah.